السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Praise to him in his highness who has sent his messengers to take humanity out of darkness to the light of his wisdom and his guidance. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah who has told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to his house and to his companions and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My brothers in Islam, today I'll continue the previous khutbah I gave in part one. This is part two, about the goal of the human existence, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messengers told us. Why are we here? And where are we destined to go? And all of this is out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. And in particular, in this second part of the khutbah, I will emphasize introducing the verses of the Holy Quran and the hadith about this topic. I started last time by talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to make ibadat. He created us to worship Him, but when we analyze that, we find that it is for our own benefit. Also, He introduced the idea of good deeds, so our life can be better. So we can benefit ourselves, our community, our family, and society, and humanity. This is essential. Now, all of this is a training, as I said, so we can become better human beings. He wants us to be better. How be better? By training, by doing good deeds and by ibadat. Ayat, some of the verses about this meaning. This is Hud chapter 11, verse 7. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. He has created heavens and earth in 6 days, and His throne was in water. That's the premise, the beginning. All of this in order to try us, to see who is among us the best indeed. Don't you ever underestimate yourself. Your status with your Creator is so big, so huge. Not only that, in Surah Al-Mulk, this is chapter 67 of the Holy Quran, verses 1 to 4. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In the previous verse, He created heavens and earth, so you would be tried, because you are going to be connected to these heavens. In this verse, He said, He created death and life, so we can be tested in our life, then the death, another stage, then a new life where we will find the results of our work here. In Surah An-Nahl, this is chapter 16 of the Holy Quran, verse 12, يقول عز وجل وسخر لكم الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والنجوم. To see how much we are important in the eyes of our Creator. He says, He has subjected to you. He has made for you al-layl wal-nahar, day and night, wal-shamsa wal-qamar, the sun and the moon, wal-najum, even the stars. All of these are subjected to our use. And you may wonder, and just think about those who were before us, centuries before. What is this prophet talking about? How can we benefit from all these, the stars and sun and moon? When you analyze it, there is no life without them. Without the sun giving us the day and night, we die actually. If there is no sun, it will be darkness, it will be cold, it will be frozen, this planet will not be inhabitable. Actually, what about stars? Well, we are told in the hereafter, we'll be living in the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is as wide as heavens, means we will be living in planets which are orbiting other stars. This is here. In previous centuries, they could not imagine that this would happen. It's happening in our life. We are being capable to send spaceships even outside our solar system. It's happening right now, and you can imagine in the future. And in Surah Al-Jathiyah, this is chapter 35 of the Holy Quran, verse 13, he says, Azza wa Jal, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He has subjected to you and to your use. Sometimes when you are capable to do that, it's ready for you. Where? All, he said, jami'a, all, what's in heavens and what's in earth. In earth we are living in here, we know we are capable to get the raw materials and from underneath, and we fly and we go to the ocean, get the gas and oil and fish, we know that. But he said, he's assuring us, when you are capable to do it, you will benefit also from heavens. Also. In Surah An-Nisa, this is chapter 4, verse 57, يقول الله عز وجل, والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. That's the new phase here. Everything we do here and the hereafter, we can be able to use, it's okay. But the real use, the real reward is in the hereafter, inshallah. The winners among us will be able to live in his paradise. Khalidina, everlasting. No matter what we do here, no matter what we enjoy here. Wealth, family, jobs, power, it's limited. It's very short in duration. The real prize is al-khuld, everlasting life in his kingdom, which is limitless actually. And in Surah Al-Bayyinah, this is chapter 58 of the Holy Quran, verses 7 and 8, يقول الله عز وجل, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. Those who have believed and have done good deeds. Now going back to the origins. He wants us to worship him. How? Okay, the mandatory ways of worship in addition to good deeds. When you are successful doing that in this short test, short life, then you are among khayrul bariyah. Bariyah here means God's creation, particularly humans. The best of humans are the ones who are going to succeed in this short test. We call it lower life, al-hayat al-dunya. And these are khayrul bariyah. These are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusts to inhabit his kingdom, which is, again and again I'm saying, I'm not tired of repeating that, as wide as heavens and earth, in all these galaxies, in all these planets, we'll be there. Why? Because we are khayrul bariyah, the best of this species. If you are capable to do it correctly, and you have all kinds of distractions around you, then you are surely among khayr al-bariyah, who deserve to be rewarded in the hereafter, the best rewards, the true rewards. What about those who fail? Then we read in Surah Al-Jinn, This is chapter 72, verses 22 and 23. يقول الله عز وجل: ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا. Also those tyrants who are disobedient to Allah and His Messenger on purpose. We're not talking about people who do not know anything. Those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teachings of His messengers, then they also will be everlasting in punishment in the fire, in the hellfire. Just like خير البرية, the best of humans who succeed will live an everlasting life in pleasures of God's garden. Also the tyrants, those who reject willfully, purposefully, will also be everlasting in punishment, in fire. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 457, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it. How can they be everlasting in punishment? And he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهُمْ نَارًا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما. Those who reject God's verses, God's signs, God's truth, His religion, they will be subjected to punishment in fire forever. And you wonder, what happens with just little fire would finish us? But he said, every time their skin is burned, ripe, decayed, we will give them a new skin so they would continue in the punishment. The balance here, the winners will be everlasting in the luxury of His paradise. And the tyrants, rejecters, will also be on the other side, everlasting in His punishment. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explained us, like he did all his life, explaining the verses of Allah with examples and explanation. And this hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Prophet ﷺ said, احتجت الجنة والنار, احتجت الجنة والنار, فقالت الجنة يدخلني الضعفاء والمساكين, وقالت النار يدخلني الجبارون والمتكبرون. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى قال, فقال للنار أنت عذابي أنتقم بك ممن شئت, وقال للجنة أنت رحمتي أرحم بك من شئت. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this beautiful hadith, it's like the Prophet is telling us like a parable example to understand that the paradise and the hellfire would be asking their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's like kind of objecting. And the paradise says to him, why am I going to receive the weak and the poor, the needy only? I want, in a way, it wants notable people, the high-ranking people. Why? A lot of my residents will be the weak and the needy. And the fire said, why am I going to receive the tyrants and the arrogant ones? Doesn't want them. And he said, calming them down, both of them, he said to the paradise, to Jannah, you are my mercy. I shower whoever I want. And he said to the fire, you are my revenge on the tyrants who did not listen and who rejected me. In another hadith narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, إذا خلص المؤمنون من النار حبسوا بقنطرة بين الجنة والنار فيتقاصون مظالم الدنيا حتى إذا نقوا وهذبوا أذن لهم بدخول الجنة فوالذي نفس محمد بيده لأحدهم بمنزله أدل منه في الدنيا. This hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when believers are saved of the fire, because we are going to pass by it, and inshallah we will be saved it. We may see it, but we'll be saved. But before entering Jannah, before entering paradise, there is a bridge between that place. On that bridge, we are going to ask for accountability among the believers, injustices among believers, little judgment over there. And that is when believers are going to be pure. This is purification. Before entering Jannah, you have to be pure. You have, meaning that anybody has something against you, you will ask for their forgiveness, or you are accountable at that moment. And when this is done, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit the believers to enter. Remember, this is after believers are saved of the fire. So it's no punishment. It's really a kind of, you have a grievance against somebody and they would be apologizing for you. It's not punishment really. It's after the fire. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, by Allah, whose soul is in the hands of Allah, by Allah, the believers will know their houses in Jannah more than they know their houses in the lower life. So when you leave the masjid and you drive towards home, no one here, none of you will be lost. You know your home. You will go to home. The Prophet is swearing to God that inshallah you will know your home in Jannah more than your knowledge of your home here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are going to win and who are going to be among khayrul bariyah and to be among the saved believers, so we can enter his paradise. Ameen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. This would prove beyond any doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need for our worship. It's all purely for us. Here to straighten us, make us live good living. But the real prize is over there. And he told us in Surah Fatir, chapter 35 of the Holy Quran, verse 15, يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء، الفقراء إلى الله، والله هو الغني الحميد. People, he's talking to people, believers and non-believers and anybody. You are in need of Allah. Allah is in no need, and He is the exalted one. He is assuring us that even those who are going to be punished, He's not happy about their punishment. He wishes if they are not punished. Not only He's promising believers to be in the best and to get the best in the hereafter, but also He's telling us the punishment is not really a desire of Him. We read that in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 174. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم. Allah doesn't want really to punish humans if they thank, if they believe and thank Him. And in Surah Al-Furqan, this is chapter 25, verse 77 of the Holy Quran, يقول عز وجل قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم. If you do not supplicate, if you do not ask Him, He has a huge kingdom, and we are just in a small part of it. If you want Him to pay attention to you, to care for you, then make dua for the smallest thing and for the biggest things. And He is there. And finally, in Al-Ma'idah, that's the glad tiding, chapter 5, verse 54. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so loving to the extent that even if some people renege, leave religion even. But He says, I assure you, I'll replace them with other people who love Him and He loves them. A hadith, I want to conclude with this beautiful hadith narrated by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِيمٌ يُحِبُّ الْكُرَمَى. Allah is generous and He loves those who are generous. The hadith is telling us the characteristics of winners so we can win. جواد يحب الجودة. Allah is extravagantly giver, lavishly giver. Okay. So, of course, as much as you can. يحب معالي الأخلاق. And He loves those with high manners. And everyday life, we meet people who provoke us, who get on your nerves. Don't succumb to them. Be as high as possible in manners, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you for that. وَيَكْرَهُ سَفَاسِفَهَا. يُحِبُّ مَعَالِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَيَكْرَهُ سَفَاسِفَهَا. And He hates the low behaviors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who would enjoy generosity, giving, and high manners. Allahumma اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء يا أكرم الأكرمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة، وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة، وذلك دين القيمة. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها، جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، ذلك لمن خشي ربه. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد. يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد. ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين. فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة. فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة. والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.